hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report with Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. He graces these airwaves with us, being Mr. Robbie Noel, which does a program that follows this one on Republic Broadcasting Network, The Flip Side, and that's on from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And we're actually hooking Robbie up to ISDN so we can get that great Rhodesian English, whatever it is.
Colonial English.
Colonial English. Okay, sorry. And people will be able to... You're on 11 radio stations, and we have more inquiries every week for your show, my friend.
I have sympathy for these people.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can put up with you for a couple hours.
Hey, let me just address what you guys were talking about. I mean, you cannot compare the Great Depression to what we are about to enter because the rules of the game are different. First of all, going into the Great Depression, we were on a gold standard. America was a creditor nation. People had savings. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame that we are dealing with now. But the similarities of what they did back then with the New Deal trying to obviously alleviate the problems of 1929, what they did is they extended the pain by a decade. This time I think they're going to extend, rather than let these institutions fail, where we would feel pain for maybe a year or maybe a little longer, but then it would be over. But their actions, what they've done is they've just extended it probably for another two decades. I don't know. Call me crazy, but that's the way I see it.
No, you know, that could be. What, first of all, what FDR did help. But, of course, it cost the Treasury. But it did not take us out of depression. Depression ended when we had another war, which our president and others arranged for us. And then the evolutionary process of the war, it got over. When the people were coming home, there was a mini boom, and then we had a recession. And then things started to pick up in the 1950s again. But there was a purging of the system, and we've got to go through that. Now, this is classical economics, and if you don't purge the system, it's like an open wound. It's never going to go away, and you're never going to be able to perform as a nation economically and financially as you would otherwise, and you'll continue to degenerate. And in this case, the whole world is going to go with us.
Well,
because we're the biggest market.
Bob, the economics here, capitalism is real simple. You have an honest dollar, you exchange that for goods and services, you have people that produce goods and services, and then they buy goods and services, the money goes back into the economy, and people are employed. It's that simple. But now it has become so complicated with all the machinations and manipulations and all the thieves and the liars. Your calls directly up. Mark, Rick, Peter, Smitty, Phil, Dave, and others. Hang on.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The United Kingdom was able to adopt major programs to stop its depression. Well, here we got the New Deal. It was banking and control that was taken over by, that's right, the Fed Reserve and the government. Well, and the Labour Party over there collapsed. And there was a national coalition, predominantly conservative, partially over the result there was no equivalent New Deal in Britain. France was in political crisis, and Leon Blum, well, he brought in socialism. That's why you see France the way it is right now. Nazi Germany, well, we know what happened there. Political crisis. Old Adolf came around and says, yes, we will do the job. And they did, folks. I mean, there was virtually no unemployment by the time he geared up for his war machine. Mussolini's Italy, well, they strung him up in the square. The economic controls of his corporate state were tightened, and, of course, economic growth just ended. In Russia, mostly isolated from world trading since the 30s, although the decrease in demand forced Stalin to pursue hardline development policies. Spain, well, they endured mounting political crisis that led to the 1936 Civil War. Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, I heard one of your callers in your first hour called in and said whether we were going to head into a recession or depression. I'm like, wow, where's this guy living at?
Yeah. Well, it's like the call I had yesterday. The guy called me. He's around Annapolis, Maryland, which is butt up against Washington, D.C., and he's going, you know, they're building homes here, $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million homes. And I said, yeah. I said, but, you know, you need to get out of that neighborhood. You need to take a drive through middle-class America. You need to go to Detroit or Cleveland or Los Angeles or wherever. Get into the real world. Mostly of what the real world here is the middle class. We're the people that do the living, the dying, the building, the working, you know, the paying of taxes. You know, you need to get out more often, basically, is what I said.
I wonder how many of these people, John, know that this Iraq war costs $12 billion a month. On top of that, John, how about we owe the Chinese alone $503.8 billion?
And you know what? They're living off the interest right now, but they have no interest in buying any more of our debt. So how are we going to run the government? We're going to have to fire up the printing presses, right, Bob?
We sure are.
What government?
It's the only way they can bail.
Yeah, they got to function. Otherwise, the biggest corporation in the world, the federal government's going to have to say, hey, we're out of money.
Well, I don't.
They'll keep on doing it
money.
Until they can't do it anymore, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't see how we have any money when it's cost us $426 million a day to pay the interest.
Well, and that's the question I had. We get the $700 billion. Jeez, I forget zeros sometimes. Shame on me. You know, but we're really talking about $1.8 trillion, but it's even more than that because they're looking at bailing out other institutions worldwide.
That's
so,
right.
But are they going to do this at zero interest? Or is the juice going to be running on that amount of money as well?
I can't see how this country's, this nation's even functioning anymore. I mean, it's just all these facts make me want to vote Democrat or Republican, not.
Yeah.
And
they're under the gun right now, and people are getting a better idea of how much trouble we're really in. See, there's been this cognitive disconnect before, this cognitive dissonance. People didn't know how bad this country was in because you watch TV, hey, buy a product. Watch Bloomberg, hey, you know, we got these stocks are up. Everybody was singing the, you know, kumbaya, wearing the rose-colored glasses. But now they're starting to actually get a hard, cold look of what shape this country's in. And it is not boding well. And we have a real opportunity here. I want people to understand this. We have a real opportunity to bust these bankers' their backsides. We have the ability to put another slit in their derriere.
That was close.
Thank you, Robbie. But at any rate.
You know, John, just one more thing. On this rosy-colored glasses, of course, I'm somewhat alert over here. But my glasses, I took them off when I quit watching TV during the daytime.
Yeah.
And it's been months. And now if I should happen to see it, I just start laughing. It's like, you know, it's all programmed junk.
It is.
And when you get away from it, it's like your mind has time to purge. And so I don't have to say, I wonder if we're heading to a recession or depression.
Yeah, and your mind does. You know what I've been doing? Yeah. I've been changing my routine. Usually I'll go home and I'll flip on a channel to see what the markets did during the day or whatever. I don't even do that. I go into the kitchen and I putz around and I feed the animals and I put a CD on and I listen to music. I don't watch the mind-numbing crap. I will not watch television. I'll watch a movie. You know, a movie is like a book with sound and pictures and music.
Yep.
But it tells a story. I'll do something like that, but I will not. The social engineered programming, you know, the women shows, the this, the that, the Larry King regurgitated garbage. I won't watch it.
Oh, I know I don't, and it's been months. And since I have it, like I said, I'm alert anyhow, but it's like I'm more alert now than I ever have been. It's like, you run into these people that are watching this stuff. It's like, hello?
Well, that's the one thing that I tried to explain to my 17-year-old, and he finally got it. You know, I kept him in a private school to do nothing else but to insulate him from the public, dumbed-down garbage. And I told him, he finally started to see the light, and I told him, I said, I tried to insulate you from that long enough so when you got plopped into that public venue,
wow,
which he is again,
yeah,
he told me, he said, these kids are stupid.
So, hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Rick in Arizona. Thanks for holding, Rick.
What's up there, big guys?
Hi.
Say, you know, I think what we got here, this will pass. Maybe we'll have a little 9 or 10% unemployment for
so
a while.
So do gallstones.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It might be a little painful, but I think they're kicking the can down the road for a bigger disaster. I think it's too early for the demographics of this population to handle. People like me, 50 years old, we're a little aware of what's going on. But when we get to be 60, we're going to be too old to make a fuss.
You think?
I take a look at somebody who's 40 years old. What they understand is nothing, and they're not going to know the difference.
Oh, no, no. Rick, I disagree with that because I have an edge to me. I've turned sarcasm into a fine art, and I'm just going to get more pissy as I get older. So, I'm looking forward to my older years. Those are probably going to be my most formative and satisfying years because as much as I can, I'm going to kick butt and take names and chew bubble gum, and I'm flat out of bubble gum.
Yeah, but they only got to worry about the healthy ones that can carry a gun. They're worried about the ones that are healthy and can carry a gun. When you get old, they'll just cut off your Social Security or something. I just think this will not be as bad as people think, but in 10 years when I'm 60, that's when it's possible where everything really could go.
Yeah,
and then they'll be able to bust everybody out, make everybody on the same equal playing field.
Rick, do you have any kids?
No.
No. I'm not going to say you're lucky.
I can say, I think you guys are right. Pretty much, except too bad Kramer isn't as great as he thought he was. Was gold down $17?
Yeah, but I got a silver stock that was up 80% today.
Yeah, the stocks probably went up. I didn't check that, but I couldn't believe I saw Kramer on there telling you to buy gold.
I know.
You know.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And Rick, it is bad because it still has not sunk into people. When we talk about the comparisons of 1929, keep this in mind. We had no national debt. The labor force was still in place. In other words, they were still living, breathing human beings here that were ready to go to work. We had no debt. They just tanked it for about 11 years, and they called it a depression. But that was to structurally and socially re-engineer this country.
That's what they're doing now, though.
Well, exactly. This is the second part of the New Deal.
Right.
I've said this repeatedly. But we are in much greater danger now because before, it wasn't the massive takeover of the banks controlling government, controlling everything. Now that's what they're going for. This is the master stroke for their grand painting here.
Well, if they quit loaning money, there's going to be a huge contraction in the currency.
Well,
and prices are going to drop.
Well, and prices, if that's the case, maybe that might be a little hedge against inflation, but that's not going to quit either.
You know, I've been around Las Vegas on a bicycle, and you take a look at the prices of things.
Yeah.
All sorts of, for example, empty commercial real estate.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oil changes for $9.95. Get your hair cut for $8.95.
Well, hey.
Those prices have come way down. Now, gas and oil and probably the electric rates are the same, but if you got to keep making your credit card payments and not loaning out any money, the currency is going to dry up.
Well, Rick, you're not riding a bicycle around Vegas because you took too many trips to the crap table, are you?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, because you don't strike me as that kind of guy.
You can see a lot on the street.
By the way, gentlemen, I wanted to remind you that this program airs in Las Vegas, and we'll have to get the time that it plays. But this program plays on Saturday afternoons, or late Saturday morning, in Las Vegas. So all you people out there listening, we feel you. We feel you.
Is it the Tuesday show that's on in Las Vegas?
Absolutely.
It has to be on an AM channel.
We'll give you the call letters and the times.
Okay.
Rick, thanks for your call.
You bet. Bye now.
All right, thanks. Peter in New York. Hello, Pete.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey. Just quickly wanted to ask. This private bank, the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
If one does a paper trail, where is this corporation legally registered?
Oh, no, that's a mighty fine question. I do not know. At one time I did know, or I think I knew, or I think I remember. But if any of our listeners, we have grand listeners out there that are chock full of knowledge, the question is again, Peter?
Where exactly is it legally registered?
Okay.
In the United States, out of the country? Because I know, for example, their little collections, Blackwater team, the IRS,
mm-hmm.
they're registered in Guam and Puerto Rico, correct?
Right. Okay, anything else, Pete?
That's it.
All right, we'll get the answer to that question hopefully before the show ends. We'll take this break. Be right back with Mr. Robert Chapman and Mr. Robbie Noel right after this. I'm John Statmiller, by the way. I never say my name. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
This particular program, hi y'all out there in Las Vegas, on KLAV 1230 AM 9 to 11 Saturday mornings.
My favorite city.
Your favorite city.
It's just up the road.
Yeah. Don't you have to hop across the Grand Canyon or something there?
No, I take the other way. You go through, if you go through Hoover Dam, you got to run into Homeland Security, but you can go the other way through Laughlin, and you don't have to deal with low intelligence and arrogance.
What's Homeland Security at the Hoover Dam for? Somebody stealing water?
No, but they stuck them there because the bright spark head of Mossad, Chertoff, thought someone would want to blow up the Hoover Dam.
No, the last I heard, they want to blow up Chertoff. So I hope they've got Homeland Security around him. Smitty in South Carolina. Hello, Smitty.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I thought I'd call and tell you about I called D.C. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talked with my representatives to voice my opposition to the bailout plan.
Right.
Out of four offices that I talked with, the Senate and the Congress, which John Spratt is on one of the committees, and quite naturally, he is on the opposition, not the good side neither. But the thing of it is, the people I talk with in those four offices, every one of those people thought that the Federal Reserve was part of the government.
I'll tell you what you need to do. And you give me your address. I'm going to send you out copies of America Freedom to Fascism. And I want you to send copies to these people that you spoke to.
I didn't get their names.
Well,
but they did get mine.
Well, don't look for a call back. You might get a form letter from one of their offices.
No. There is one of them. He will respond.
Mm-hmm.
Jim DeMint, who's a senator, and he is the only decent guy among all the rest of them.
See, you know, in this country, you know, folks, there was a reason why in this country that you only had voting rights if you were a property owner. And the reasoning behind that was you had a stake and you had something to lose. You know, people that weren't property owners didn't have the right to vote, and that was the idea behind it. Now what we've got out there is a bunch of stupid voters that they can be paid off or bought off or given an entitlement or whatever and promises until the cows come home. And they don't even know what this government is anymore. It's a great democracy. Oh, yeah, and I get my check from the government every month. This is one of the main reasons why it was only property owners that had the right to vote, because they had a shared stake, their own stake. They didn't have to share it with anybody. It was their stake, and it was there to protect them. We had an informed electorate. Now we all have got is a bunch of stupid voters. And if you have any doubt about that, look at the people that are, I'm for Obama or I'm for McCain. A black guy running against the oldest guy that's ever run for a political office, the United States presidency. Amazing. Smitty, anything else?
Well, you know, I did carry on a conversation with all four of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I explained it to them. But I told them, I was surprised that they listened to me that long, but they did. I believe it shocked them. But I explained to them, I said, don't take my word for it. I said, do yourself a favor instead of being deceived. Look this up and research it for yourself. And all four of them did assure me, but like I say, I believe they were in shock at what I said, you know?
They could have been. I mean, there's no abeyance in stupidity in the District of Criminals, that's for sure.
Amen.
Yeah. Smitty, thank you for your call, sir.
You're welcome, John.
Yeah, there's somebody that's taking the initiative. Folks, I hear it all the time. What can I do? Be a pain in somebody's backside. How's that one if you can't do anything else? Vent your dissatisfaction and your frustration. You know, all it doesn't do anything to do is, you know, call my senator or call my congressman. It doesn't do any good to write. Yeah, it does. Tell these twits that they're not going to get elected next time. Maybe they don't want to be in office when this thing comes down. I don't know. Phil in San Antonio. Thanks for holding, Phil.
Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Chapman.
Shoot.
When the things really get bad, I guess you could say a crash, what's going to happen to the, I guess, entitlements or whatever you want to call them, for individuals, for people that are in nursing homes? I guess, you know, as far as medical care and so forth for
you
the
mean,
elderly.
In short, all the government-funded programs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Postal service. And all. What's going to take place there? How's this? Is it? Well, I mean, are they going to be?
Well, let's ask our resident prognosticator here, Mr. Chapman.
Well, I would think they would probably have to continue to service these people as long as possible. How long that would be, we don't know. I do know in that kind of a situation, it will be deflationary. That problem won't occur until there's deflation. And what will happen is the loaf of bread that might have been $10 will go back to selling for 50 cents. So that means that the pensions and the Social Security and the Medicare will all be cut by perhaps a half to two-thirds. And so we're going to have salaries that are back, top salaries that are back are $5,000 or $10,000 a year, as opposed to $100,000 to $150,000.
Bob, we got a break. Phil, if you got anything else, we'll do it on the other side. Okay, Phil, thanks for your call. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, in 1933, March 4th, nearly all banks in the country were closed by their governors, and Roosevelt kept them all closed until he could pass new legislation on March 9th, 1933, which, by the way, that's when the official bankruptcy of the United States took place. And to my knowledge, I don't know how you can have a double bankruptcy. Roosevelt sent to Congress the Emergency Banking Act, drafted in large part by Hoover's administration. The act was passed and signed into law the same day. It provided for a system of reopening sound banks under the Treasury supervision, with federal loans available if needed. Three-quarters of the banks in the Federal Reserve System reopened within the next 3 days. Billions of dollars in hoarded currency and gold flowed back into them within a month, thus stabilizing the banking system. During all of 1933, 4,004 small local banks were permanently closed and were merged into larger banks. Their depositors eventually received 85 cents in the dollar for their deposits. Anti-New Deal economists Milton Friedman and Anna Schwartz said the cure came close to being worse than the disease. To avoid future cures, the Congress created the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in June, which insured deposits up to $5,000. By the way, if you want a real flash here, folks, on how inflation And it's actually the devaluation of the dollar. The hurricane just blew through here not too long ago, Ike, an estate so big. The hurricane was 800 miles wide. It was just west of Houston, which is 3 hours by car from here. And we didn't get a drop of rain. We barely got the wind. But the last time a big hurricane went through Galveston in 1900, they said that it caused $70 million in property damage. They said in today's dollars, that would be well over $700 million. So you tell me. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't $70 million. They said $7 to $8 million. In today's dollars, $700 million. Geez, did things magically escalate in price, real estate, that much? You know, houses, whatever? No, it's the devaluation of the dollar. And they're getting ready to do it again. They're going to give us the cure, folks. And the disease is what should kill this sick patient off, is what should happen. Let's go back to the phones here. If I can get my call sheet to come back up. Dave in Texas. Hello, Dave.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I would say mark your calendars. Starting tomorrow, I want, and I would recommend everyone within the sound of my voice that agrees with me, the Patriot Movement is opposing this unbelievably unconstitutional, un-American, unsound bailout proposal. Call your congressmen and senators, whether you fear it may do good or not, at least let them know that something in excess of 80% majority of the average American people oppose this bill. I oppose it totally. I oppose it viscerally. This is unconstitutional. It's a bad deal for the American people. We do not get ownership, unlike what some people may believe, in even discounted homes. They're getting their money stolen from them through the government to pay off bad loans, paper backed by paper. They're not even getting the right to own an empty foreclosed house. You get nothing in exchange for your money.
Right.
You don't even get a share of ownership, at least as currently proposed, in the corporations you're theoretically bailing out, even if they survive, much less if they still fail, and some might, even with the proposal if it goes through. It's a bad deal. It's a raw deal. We all need to band together in opposing it. We need to get so much heat on Congress like we did on the amnesty proposal, another thing we should never let come up again successfully, by the way, among many other things we need to block, such as things giving away our national sovereignty to the UN, like the Law of the Sea Treaty and several other proposals, also, I would contend, need to be blocked by the Patriot Movement-minded people, constitutionally-minded people such as myself. We must block this. If they get this through, it's the last nail in the coffin since 1913 of the Federal Reserve System of what the international bankers want to do to our country and our finances. And we will not get control of our money back if they get this through. We've got to block this deal. We've got to block it now. We can't let this go through. Everyone has to do the best they can in trying to put the pressure in opposing this deal and get in as many of members of Congress as we could find that will vote against this, and any senators that might be willing to filibuster it and prevent it from being in the closing days of this session, which there aren't that many days left, could drag this into at least next January and a new administration and someone other than Paulson seeking this unbelievable authority without any accountability and with no liability, according to the proposal, if he gets what he wants. For the final
Dave, I was watching the screw crew, as I call them up there, in front of the Senate, and I'm listening to Paulson drone on. And he's not as sophisticated as Alan Greenspan. Here's a guy that could, this old Weezer, the dog-faced boy, could go on for hours, and you would sit there and try to decipher what he was saying. Paulson was droning on, trying to look very good at what he's trying to sell, and the things that he didn't know, he made some amazing comments. But I was watching this. I gleaned absolutely nothing out of it, either out of Ben Shalom Bernanke, Hanky Panky Paulson, Cox, Securities Exchange Commission. I got nothing out of it. Absolutely nothing.
They don't know what they're talking about themselves. They're fraud. They're not even, it's not a very, they're not convincing salesmen. And then, you know, when they say that last week President Bush said we need to restore confidence to our markets, they admit it's a confidence game. The whole thing is a Ponzi pyramid scheme, and it's a confidence game. They're con men.
Yeah.
And they're trying to con the American people for more money to keep it going a little bit longer. But the whole thing's fraudulent. Until we get back to Treasury-issued gold and silver asset-backed real money instead of these Federal Reserve worthless non-asset-backed debt instrument currency script, which is what we have now, we're not going to solve the problem. And we can't give this unbridled authority they're asking for or $1 trillion of our money to people who don't deserve it and who would not spend it well if we gave it to them.
Right.
This is meets the definition of giving more money down a rat hole that doesn't deserve to be spent upon and expecting different results. It meets the definition of insanity.
Right.
It's not going to be any better result even if we give it to them.
By
so
the
why
way,
waste the money?
There's one important phone number, and I just checked. I hit my cough drop here, my cough button. I checked one number for the White House just to make sure it was a working number, and it is. Let me go back here. The White House, the Office of the President, and this actually rang into the White House. Area code 202-456-1414. And there was actually a live body that answered the phone at 6:40 p.m. Washington time. Dave, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, the Dow moved 800 points during the testimony this morning. That just goes to show how confused even Wall Street was listening to it.
When you say 800 points, I mean,
cumulatively during the speech. In other words, the Dow initially rose, then it plunged, then it rose, then and it was based on everything he was saying. Whether he was making sense, the Dow would rise, and then when he wasn't making sense, the Dow would plunge. It was an amazing thing to watch.
The Dow Jones closed at 10,854.17 today. NASDAQ took a 25-point hit. The New York Stock Exchange, 133.34, closed down. It is 7,785. And the U.S. dollar, though, Bob, hey, there must have been the bailout. I actually saw that these people were predicting that when the vote goes through on this thing, they are going to vote for it. Now, folks, it's important that you call your Congress critters and your senators to let them know absolutely not. No bailouts for private corporations, no taxes on us for bailing out for-profit corporations. This isn't Italy. This isn't Benito Mussolini. This is not corporatism. This is America. No socialism, no fascism. And if you don't vote against it, you're going to be voted out. And keep pounding that message. They want their job. It's got too many perks, folks. What are they going to do? Go into the private sector that's crumbling around their little knickers? I doubt it very much. Gold closed at, $899. They're holding it below 900. Robbie, that's another one of those benchmarks.
Yeah. Well, I got a little, as I mentioned, Bob, did you pay attention to Apex Silver today?
No, I did not.
Up 89%.
And why is that? They cut a deal with the government or something?
Yes. In the past 2 days, it's up close to 200%.
And what did it close at?
I think 350.
Yeah, that's down from $16.
Yep.
We were traded for a long time.
Yep.
And the Soros family, the largest shareholders.
Soros?
Mm-hmm.
As in George?
George's brother is the front man for the investment.
Robin, go ahead.
No, well, now I feel bad because I own a bunch of it.
you get the idea that he doesn't listen to his own show, Bob. But he's a hell of a gold and silver trader, and please do call him because he gives you a straight deal. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Say I got an email from a broker today, and it had a couple of PDFs from the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a pencil, you can write down release number 334-5859-2. And in this, you know, it says that the commission is aware of the continued potential for sudden excessive fluctuations of security prices and disruptions in functioning of the securities market. I'm not going to try to read it here. Anyway, it's 24 pages, and the first four pages are just, you know, that type of stuff. And then the last 20 pages are the list of all the banks that and financial institutions that will not allow it to be shorted anymore.
Yep.
So we get 20 pages of banks that they figure that, you know, we might get spooked and decide to short those guys. Anyway, I'm kind of what I want to get at here. What kind of struck me was if Congress, you know, lets this first batch go through, and are the rest of these guys going to look at that and say, "Uh-oh, there's the exit door. You know, let's make a run for it now." And are all of these guys going to be on the block next, or what? You know, what's happening? Anybody got any ideas on that?
I
know. You know, one of the things is significant here is since they made that list, which is now somewhere around 900 or more institutions, as far as I know, most of those stocks have gone down, even though shorting is no longer permitted in those issues. And I think that the people who are long are saying, "I'm getting out because there's something wrong." And so they're having the opposite effect. Sure, there's no shorting, but the longs are getting out and driving it down.
Yeah, and it would be, it's sure going to be reassuring if you have money in one of these institutions and you see their name up on this list. Aren't you going to kind of go, I wonder if I should start taking my assets out of this bank? And, you know, what's that going to do to them all?
Well, Warren Buffett.
Yeah, I think that'll prey upon the prices as well.
What were you going to say about Warren Buffett, Robbie?
He just 2 hours ago put $5 billion into Goldman Sachs.
Sounds like the deal has already been struck.
Well, we get 8.4 that went to Morgan Stanley for Mitsubishi. They both got beefed up to make sure they had plenty of money, and they could go now because they're holding bank holding companies to the discount window, to the auctions, and into the repo market. So what the Fed is designating here, who's going to survive? So you've got four banks that are going to survive. Maybe there'll be more, and that is Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Citigroup.
All right. Rob, appreciate you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Well, I had one other question I was going to ask. Has anybody ever heard of a guy by the name of Richard Nye? He wrote a book.
Yes.
Back in the 70s called Wall Street.
I knew him quite well, and I was a broker in Los Angeles starting in about 1963, 64, and I knew Richard. And when he came out with the book, I talked to him about it. And he was quite a good actor, incidentally, prior to getting involved in the markets. He made a lot of feature films in the 30s and 40s. And I said to him, I said, you know, I don't see any reason why they won't kill you. And he said, well, that may be true, but I had to tell what was going on.
Yeah, it really opened my eyes. It kind of took me from being Joe Sixpack to Moses. Moses, man on the street, speculating in stocks. But anyway, one of the things he made, the point he made in there was Joe Kennedy was the one who was responsible for the SEC being a self-regulating body. So they appoint the people, you know, the Wall Street appoints the people that are supposed to be overlooking them, and isn't that convenient?
Yeah. Well,
and that's why I talk about that all the time. And Joe Kennedy was the first chairman of the SEC. And that was like putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop. And he also had an interest in a firm that was still in business. I don't know how long he kept the job, but I'll guess 2 years. And he was a partner in another firm that got in serious trouble in 1936. And the president of that company took the blame because he was dying of cancer. Otherwise, Kennedy would have had serious problems. I know the Kennedy family very well. Not Joe and not Jack, but Teddy and the two girls and the mom. And the reason why is I caddied for him when I was a kid. And so I got to know them very well.
Well, that's the name of the book is, he has two of them, The Wall Street Jungle and The Wall Street Gang. And just, you know, how the Dow, the specialists that trade the Dow, you know, kind of work in concert each other. And they have the ability. The Dow is just...
Rob, we've got to run. We're up against the break.
Okay, thanks,
thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Excellent.
Short segment coming up here. We'll close out. Robbie is going to tell you what the Bob Chapman special is. Get it while it's hot, folks. I'm going to hear the complaints again. Well, it's too expensive to buy. Well, buy it when it's cheap.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here we go.
We can make it right for the better. We can make it right, you and I.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Robbie. Roberto.
Yes, sir.
You know, I made business cards, Bob, for Robbie, and I spelled his name R-O-B-B-I-E. And he got really upset with me.
That's a girl's name.
Well, my sister's names were Gay, that was the firstborn. The second was Joy. They were going to name me Happy when I was a kid, but I cried too much. So how would you like to be hung with that one, my friend? Happy Statmiller.
Yeah.
Of which I'm anything but. But at any rate, Mr. Noel, the deal, the Bob Chapman deal, and this is a steal. The Bob Chapman deal, that's a steal. What do you got?
Swiss francs, brilliant uncirculated, $195 a piece. If you order 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug, compliments of Republic Broadcasting Network. Call 1-800-691-7898.
Now, for the people that are going to be listening out in Las Vegas, is that price still going to hold this Saturday?
It could.
Okay. Well, you need to call. You people that we're going to – there's going to be a lot of this program that's people are going to hear tape could delayed.
Could be cheaper on Saturday.
It could be, but it could be a whole lot more. 800-691-7898. Don't call for the next hour because Mr. Noel will be on the air with his program, The Flip Side, airs on this network, Republic Broadcasting, and our website is republicbroadcasting.org, just in case you didn't know. But the program airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry. We got one more to squeeze in after you, so be brief.
I'll be very brief.
Okay.
Quick question for Mr. Chapman. In regards to derivatives, as of it, boy, getting a handle on this financial thing is really complicated. But to get my understanding on it, isn't in a way the fractional reserve banking system really a derivative at its essence?
Good question.
Absolutely.
Good question.
Absolutely. Because leverage is being used.
And so, you know, this whole, you know, the way I likened it, you know, to get kind of a visual image of what was taking place in this derivative market, is like the whole thing was going up in smoke, and as the smoke was rising to the top, they were trading the layers of smoke as they rised up. I don't know if that's a good analogy.
Well, you might call it smoke and mirrors, but the whole thing is truly a Ponzi-type scheme.
So it basically, this fractional reserve system that has been set up, when they're deriving all this stuff, you can leverage this thing out to just, I mean, ad infinitum before the thing is just absolutely so huge it collapses in on itself.
Well, that's what it's doing right now.
Structurally, it's built of toothpicks.
Well, and the fractionalized reserve system has never lasted more than 100 years, and it started in 1913 in this country. How many years to 2013? Just a few. Terry, got to run. Thanks for your call. Larry in Texas, you're last up. You got about 40 seconds. Hello, Larry. Larry.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How about on election day, nobody go vote? It would be hard to stuff the ballot boxes if there was no votes cast.
They'll just make them up. Hey, vote for Ron Paul. Write him in as a write-in candidate.
Either that or tape a spent cartridge on the on the screen.
I hear you.
Screen.
Larry, good suggestion. Appreciate the call. 800-691-7898. Take advantage of the Bob Chapman special, $3,900. That's 20 Swiss francs, fifth of an ounce. Good stuff. Robbie, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chapman, thank you.
I will see you next week.
All right, see you next Tuesday. And thank you all for joining us today. I think we had record numbers on the web. Thank you all for joining in. Tell some other people where they can hear what's going on in the financial mess in this country. We'll see you with this program next Tuesday. Gold has